welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, February 26th. You'll be interested to know, 83 years ago, today in 1941, American novelist James Jones published From Here to Eternity in 1951, a poignant narrative exploring life in the United States Army in Hawaii prior to the attack on Pearl Harbor. This influential work was later adapted into an Academy Award-winning film, further cementing its significance in American literature. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Wednesday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking clean this morning with waist-to-chest-high sets, light sideshore winds, and glassy conditions. Waves hold around 6 to 9 feet through the morning, providing some solid rides. Expect winds to shift onshore by 10 a.m., taking up to 5 to 10 mile per hour, which will create choppy conditions as the day progresses. Best time to ride is at 8 a.m. with a 6-foot high tide, when the west-northwest swell is 5 feet at 15 seconds and the sideshore wind is 3 mile per hour. The first high tide Wednesday will be 6 foot at 7:30 a.m., with a -1.5 foot low tide at 2:30. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 60 degrees for the water temperature. Thursday through Saturday will feature gradually rising wave heights, starting from 4 to 6 feet on Thursday and peaking at 8 to 11 feet by Saturday. Mornings will remain clean with light offshore winds, transitioning to choppy conditions in the afternoon as winds shift to onshore. Expect fair surf conditions throughout, with the best sessions early in the day. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 57 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 5:43, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:18. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog before 10 a.m., but it will clear up to sunny skies with a high near 72 and a light southwest breeze. Tonight, expect partly cloudy conditions with some patchy fog after 10 p.m. and a low around 54. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies on Thursday with a high near 81 and light west winds. Thursday night will be mostly cloudy with a low around 52. Friday brings a slight chance of rain showers with mostly sunny skies and a high near 64. Friday night may see more rain with mostly cloudy skies at a low around 52. Saturday will be mostly sunny with a high near 64. Saturday night, expect a chance of rain showers with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 51. Sunday continues with a chance of rain showers, mostly cloudy skies, and a high near 63. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard. This cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, dredging is set to begin this week at Agua Hedionda Lagoon for the first time in 4 years. This essential work aims to maintain water flow to the Carlsbad desalination plant while enhancing nearby beach sand. A temporary dock was established for equipment to vacuum sand and pump it onto the shoreline. Officials estimate up to 400,000 cubic yards of sand will be added to Carlsbad beaches. This dredging helps maintain the lagoon's depth, allowing for various recreational activities. Batiquitos Lagoon is also scheduled for dredging in about 1 year, following its last cleanup in 2019. Now on to sports. The Los Angeles Lakers are emerging as a formidable contender in the Western Conference, recently defeating the 2023 NBA champion Denver Nuggets by 23 points. As LeBron James and Luka Doncic work on their synergy, adding a glue guy veteran could enhance their performance. Former Oklahoma City Thunder star guard Chris Paul may become available through the buyout market, following the San Antonio Spurs trade for De'Aaron Fox. Fadeaway World predicts the Lakers will pursue Paul, who has enjoyed success throughout his career and shares a strong friendship with James, potentially positioning him for a championship run. In local sports, last night, the Lakers beat the Mavericks 107-99 at Crypto.com Arena. LeBron James led the Lakers with 27 points, while Luka Doncic had a triple-double, scoring 19 points, grabbing 15 rebounds, and handing out 12 assists against his former team. The Lakers moved to 35-21, while the Mavericks fall to 31-28. Tomorrow night, the Lakers host the Minnesota Timberwolves, who are 32-26. Tonight, the Kings at 31-17-7 host the Vancouver Canucks at home. Adrian Kempe, boasting 25 goals and 23 assists, leads the Kings against the struggling Canucks, who are 26-20-11. In top news, Microsoft is claiming a significant breakthrough in quantum computing with the development of a topological qubit. Engineers have struggled for years with the limitations of quantum computers, which typically hold around 1,000 qubits due to noise that leads to decoherence. The company has introduced a new architecture called Majorana 1, which aims for a future with 1 million topological qubits. Microsoft utilizes Majorana quasiparticles, which are inherently stable, to enhance qubit reliability. However, skepticism remains among scientists regarding the claims, as further validation is needed to confirm the technology's potential. In business news, a federal judge has ruled that Meta Platforms must face a lawsuit alleging the company prefers to hire foreign workers over American citizens, as it can pay them less. U.S. Magistrate Judge Laurel Beeler in San Francisco stated that three U.S. citizens, who claimed they were qualified but denied jobs, may pursue a class action. The plaintiffs, who include information technology worker Purushothaman Rajaram and software engineer Ekta Bhatia, assert that Meta has a systematic preference for visa holders. The judge noted that 15% of Meta's U.S. workforce holds foreign visas, compared to just 0.5% in the overall workforce. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 3% to $89,000. Ethereum is unchanged at just under $2,500. And Goatsy's Maximus is up 0.5% to 9 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. The Supreme Court has rejected yet another challenge from the telecommunications industry against New York's $15 broadband mandate. In December, the court declined to hear the case, allowing an appeals court ruling to stand. The law requires internet service providers with over 20,000 customers to offer low-cost plans. Despite AT&T's exit from the New York market, the court remained unmoved. This decision has sparked interest in similar laws from lawmakers in Vermont, Massachusetts, and California. Gigi Sohn of the American Association for Public Broadband emphasized that deregulation at the federal level has led to these consequences for broadband providers. Entertainment news. In a dramatic turn of events surrounding the film, It Ends With Us, Sony Pictures Entertainment found itself in the middle of a power struggle between stars Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni. Initially, Sony's role was limited to marketing and distribution, but as tensions escalated, the studio had to mediate. Following Lively's public backlash, Sony CEO Tony Vinciquerra praised her while neglecting Baldoni. Amid allegations of harassment and a flurry of lawsuits, Lively's cut of the film ultimately overshadowed Baldoni's. The outcome raised questions about whether Sony's involvement was worth the ensuing chaos and potential legal ramifications. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the boxer who floats like a butterfly and stings like a bee, Muhammad Ali. And he said, "I hated every minute of training, but I said, don't quit. Suffer now and live the rest of your life as a champion." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.